Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
AEW faces misconduct allegations this morning, plus more scrapped plans from WrestleMania, and we chat exclusively to the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Nick Aldis.
Done some empty building stuff in COVID. No, I did some stuff before COVID, empty building. But, you know, it was
For Thursday, April the 15th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So the news came down last night that Eva Lys is no longer part of All Elite Wrestling. She hadn't been seen on TV for a substantial amount of time. And in a since-deleted tweet, she has suggested that this parting of the ways was far from amicable. She wrote Wednesday night, quote, "History repeats itself, unfortunately. I speak up about mistreatment and I get let go. That's life." This tweet has since been deleted. AEW have not announced the departure of Eva Lys at time of recording. But we know that there have been a few issues between Eva Lys and AEW over the past 6 months. In one case in particular that stands out was a match between Eva Lys and Thunder Rosa back in September, a match which became synonymous because it almost came across as Eva Lys just stopped working with Thunder Rosa, just stopped selling moves in the match. And you may have seen the video circulating online, a tweet featuring an image of her no-selling Thunder Rosa in this controversial match from September did the rounds last night. And Eva Lys commented on it, saying that she, quote, "Thunder Rosa pulled the same thing in Lucha Underground. I am the vet in both scenarios, which means she's disrespecting me and the company by doing that." Now, when asked for comment on her departure and the things that she's said since last night, Eva Lys sent the following statement to Fightful Select. Quote, "I spoke up about mistreatment from a coach, even to other women too. There were witnesses. And I was the one suspended and left in limbo and just now let go. And nothing has been done at all about the entire time about Thunder Rosa, slandering my name the entire time in AEW and doing everything to sabotage my position there. I kept quiet. Thunder Rosa also has a history of getting involved with officials in order to get ahead, which there was a lawsuit and everything about in Lucha Underground." That is a statement from Eva Lys issued to Fightful Selects. Some comments there made by her last night following her apparent departure from AEW. More details online at cultaholic.com. Last night, it came to light that a fan who attended events during WrestleMania week, as well as WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, has tested positive for COVID. Twitter user By Gord Logan put out a tweet saying, "Returned from GCW Collective and WrestleMania yesterday and tested positive for COVID today. Everyone make sure you get tested." This is followed up by a tweet from John Pollock of Post Wrestling, who says, "I reached out to this person and they informed me they received their positive COVID-19 test on Tuesday night. As a notice for those that could be affected, he attended the following shows: Jimmy Lloyd's Degeneration F, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, Spring Break, and both WrestleMania nights." Now, By God, Logan goes on to say, "Would like everyone to know I'm not upset or anything at anybody. I knew the risk going into it. I just want to spread awareness and make sure everyone gets tested that may have attended these events." So one more time, if you attended Jimmy Lloyd's Degeneration F, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, Spring Break, and both nights of WrestleMania, it is advised that you get checked for COVID-19. We'll have more details online at cultaholic.com.
Off the second row! Intercepted! Cover by Sheamus! And Sheamus wins the championship!
Here's your winner and the new United States champion, Sheamus.
Hey, Byron, that was a unique variation of the pro kick by Sheamus as Riddle came off the second rope. Innovative offense by the now three-time United States champion.
One more accolade to add to an incredible WWE Championship resume. At WrestleMania, the Celtic Warrior Sheamus is once again United States champion.
We've spoke a fair amount since the weekend about scrapped plans for WrestleMania, matches that were changed last minute, and decisions that came and went before the show even started. Got another one for you today. This comes from Fightful Select. One of the matches that was changed at WrestleMania, as well as The Fiend and Randy Orton from Night 2, also on Night 2, was Riddle versus Sheamus. So Riddle going in as United States champion. That was the match where, as you heard there, Sheamus smashed a bro kick into the face of a tilting Riddle to become the US champion. Fightful was informed that originally Riddle was supposed to retain the United States Championship at that show, but the match result was adjusted in favor of continuing the feud with Sheamus tentatively. So the US Championship is in a weird situation at the moment because WWE did have some longer plans revolving around the US Championship, and those plans involved Keith Lee. Story goes that Keith Lee was set to become the US champion back at Elimination Chamber.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Making sure, like, Bobby had to lose the US championship that night because he was about to become the WWE champion. And the plan was originally for Keith Lee to be the man that won it. However, Keith Lee was unable to compete at Elimination Chamber. We haven't seen Keith Lee on TV for a substantial amount of time now. So Riddle won the belt instead. And there were no long-term plans to keep Riddle as US champion. And now we've decided to put it onto Sheamus to keep that ticking over. This looks like, whilst it wasn't the planned direction for the US Championship, it certainly was the direction that they chose to go in for WrestleMania. As I said at the beginning of this was one of multiple plans that chopped and changed around WrestleMania weekend. We've got a full update on all the stuff that nearly went down at WrestleMania at cultaholic.com right now. The one thing about WrestleMania that I think made us all incredibly happy was seeing fans at a wrestling show once again. And Nick Khan, the WWE president and chief revenue officer, was speaking to Variety about the importance of having crowds at WrestleMania and plans for the near future. On the subject of crowds at WrestleMania, Khan says, "If it could be done in a safe way, we had to get it done. And I think ultimately, thanks to the great work of all the folks here, we were able to get it done. If you recall, WrestleMania last year was 2 to 3 weeks into the pandemic. We had to cancel last minute. We did it from a studio. It was certainly a different experience. So we wanted to make sure that the fans and the people watching at home got the WWE experience that they are used to on the biggest event that we have." Khan was then asked about the future plans for live events to return with fans present, and he said, "Any plans? Yes. Any plans we can share? Stay tuned. But just know that once we're back on the road, we're on the road full time. We're not looking to do other one-offs. Again, this was WrestleMania, and we felt it needed to be done for the fans. So look for news coming soon. WWE will not rush to get back onto the road. As it stands, they have a lease with the Yuengling Center in Tampa, Florida, that it will keep them there until August. So their contingency will presumably be to stay within the confines of the Thunderdome until the summer. I'm going to put a prediction out there. This is a wild hack theory. My prediction being that we will start to see that return to fans from SummerSlam onwards. I think we'll plan something big for SummerSlam, and from there it will be a return to touring schedules in that capacity. We saw the debut of Frankie Monet on NXT on Tuesday night, formerly Taya Valkyrie, and she's responded to those who have kicked up a fuss about her new WWE name. There was a bit of backlash from this. Not WrestleMania backlash, just regular backlash. A bit of backlash to her name from Tuesday night, and she says, "Hey guys, I love my name. Maybe since I picked it. Go figure. I could be called Sunshine Tudor, and I would have made it work. So take a breath, stop complaining, and enjoy this evolution and ride with me. Thanks, hashtag Frankie Monet." And for the record, nobody was going to name me Sunshine Tuna. It was just an example. The name does not make the wrestler. One that's powerful and strong helps, of course. But just know, we all think long and hard about these things. I'm me, La Huera Loca. Always, now, forever. Anyways, yesterday was special. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Thank you for all the messages of support. I see you. Eva Marie was chatting to Muscle and Fitness, once again talking about that return that is no doubt still on the cards for WWE. She says, quote, "I love WWE so much. I owe my career to Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and of course, Triple H. They took a chance on me, a no-name kid. When it comes to me stepping back in the ring, absolutely. I mean, I feel like now is the time for some heat. We all know your girl got a lot of that. So I would love to definitely step back into the ring. It just has to be the right time and the right moment. And if that opportunity arises, you better believe your girl is coming through." From one wanting back in to one saying no, on the Angle podcast, formerly known as Heath Slater, now known as Heath, talked about declining an offer from WWE following his release last year. So do you remember when we probably have the year anniversary of it, where we had that mass departure from WWE, where they released a whole bunch of wrestlers and talent and furloughed a bunch of staff as well. And one of those caught in amongst all that was Heath Slater. And he briefly made a return in July for that one-off against Drew McIntyre. And he says, quote, "They offered me a contract, but it was like half of what I was making. I was like, nah, I just need to find myself and do other things and just chill. Just breathe and relax and spend time with the family. Just chill. I never burned any bridges up there. They all know me. I still talk to more than half the people in WWE. I was there for so long and we're friends. It's no hard feelings. I told them I just want to go and do my thing for a little bit. And they were like, we don't blame you. You get it." That was it. No Heath returning to WWE. Unfortunately, sidelined with an injury that kept him from capitalizing on that momentum he had coming into Impact Wrestling. But no doubt big things still in the future for one Heath. NWA Power is back following a year of downtime. The National Wrestling Alliance got back up and running with their pay-per-view Back for the Attack last month. And they've been putting out new shows from the GPB studios in Atlanta, Georgia, every Tuesday night on Fight ever since. Last night, I got to catch up with the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis to talk all about it.
NWA Power is back! And I proved once and for all that I'm not just an animal in the weight room. I'm not just an animal in the bedroom. What? Now I've proved that I'm an animal in the boardroom. What? Because Fight TV broke out the big check, brother. What? And they secured NWA Power, and now we are here. And we are going to deliver, just like we do every single time for you in all of your homes around the world. And tonight, yes, you asked me about Trevor Murdoch. I will go on record and say I don't condone that type of behavior. You know me. Okay? What is the name of our group? Strictly Business. Sorry? okay? If there's no business to be done, we can't concern ourselves with that. What we have to concern ourselves with is victories, because I had to leave my broom in the back because I had a prop, because I was going to come out here and brag about the big clean sweep that Strictly Business had, because I wanted that man to be standing here with the World Television Championship. And let's face it, it's only a matter of time before you're looking at the World Women's Champion. And then everything will be right in the universe. Strictly Business will be on top, and the NWA will be back right where it needs to be.
We welcome back to Cultaholic Island, one of the first guests on Desert Island Graps back in 2019. And in all the things in the world that has changed since 2019, the one constant, the divine constant in all of this is he is still your NWA World Heavyweight Champion. It's Nick Aldis. How are you, Nick?
I'm good, Tom. Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's a point of contention. You have to be, you know, I find that I have to let other people talk about the length of the reign, because obviously if I mention it right away, I get jumped from, oh, you only defended the title a few times. Oh, COVID doesn't really count. Oh, all right.
Still counts.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
It's forget about
the four continents I've defended the title on, and the, you know, 40 different states I've defended the title on before COVID.
Does it bug you that people, because it was a quick reaction there? Does it bug you a little bit that people go, well, it doesn't count the last year?
Well, it not only in the sense that, because the length of the reign is so unusual for the modern era, obviously it's a talking point for a lot of people, and they go, wow, you know, like it's you know, it was over 900 days, like, you know, when was the last time somebody, you know, and that, but it's like. Which then, of course, opens up. And I'm sitting there going, "I didn't bring any of this up." It's hard enough in the wrestling business, with it obviously being such a opinion-based industry and so polarizing on every level. And, you know, you have to have a thick skin at the best of times. But it's like there are times where you just go, "God, just give me a break." Like I didn't ask for any of this. Like, I'm just trying to be a good pro wrestler.
I'm just trying to do what I do. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'm sorry. You know, Johnny Digital 619. Like, I really am. You know, I'm so sorry you feel that way. You know, but like, go outside.
Fair point. You know what I mean? Fair point. Well made.
I'm like, you seem upset. I don't know what to say.
It's back on Fight Now, NWA Power. Describe that feeling after all that went on in the world in 2020, walking back into GPB Studios in Atlanta.
Oh, mate, it was very, very special, very rewarding. I think, you know, getting there, driving to Atlanta this time because I live in Nashville, so it's a drive for me, and I drive down, and it's quite nice because I get to sort of just go on my own time, my own schedule, and sort of you know, get there when I feel like getting there nice and early, and sort of getting used to everything. And it was very cool because there were times, even though obviously it had been a long time, it also felt very familiar, you know, going back in. And The one thing about GPB Studios is that I know that the show gets often, it's sort of categorized, and I guess rightly so, as this sort of throwback, you know, nostalgic kind of marketing and kind of vibe and everything. And obviously we go for that, like it's a deliberate thing. But, you know, that building and those studios, it's a really phenomenal television studio. I mean, it's, you know, they film all kinds of great shows there, so it's really slick professional operation, and the people there are just so great, such pros, you know. So to be able to come back, and the guys there at GPB, they really like our show. Like, they sort of know that it's not a very big show in comparison to some of the stuff they do. You know, it's not on like network television or anything like that. But there's something, they're all just like, man, you guys are so like, yeah, it's so great to have you guys back. And like, we love this show and it's so fun. And like, you guys are all so like full of energy and, you know, so easy to work with and stuff like that. And I think that's a gratifying thing too, that for once, as you know, especially coming up in the British, you know, independent wrestling scene, there were so many times where you felt like a second class citizen when it came to dealing with, you know, building owners or managers and, you know, the sort of ancillary personnel that you have to deal with in the wrestling business, because they always sort of look down their nose at wrestling and they have this sort of, oh, wrestling, like, oh, you know, they sort of always treat you like you're, you know, ex-cons or something. And to you know, so to be received like that and to, you know, to have that sort of working relationship where they're just like, oh man, we love this show, like, oh, it's so great to have you guys back. And for the boys to be recognized as being so professional too is like really easy to work with compared to other television people and stuff like that. Like, that's what I take a lot of pride in, because even though it's not my show, you know, per se, it's like I take a lot of pride in the culture that's been sort of created in the dressing room and it with the, you know, with the talent. Like, that's, if, you know, if it was a football team, I'd be the team captain. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, so it's cool to see that all these people receive the wrestlers like so well and with, you know, with such affection, because that speaks a lot to sort of how we conduct ourselves and, you know, the kind of vibe that we give out when we're working, because it's so fun. But everyone there is total pro too. Like, there's very few sort of divas drops. There's very few sort of you know, big kind of dramatic moments backstage. It's, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page. And if a segment goes really well, like a promo goes really well, like everybody's like, fuck yeah, like, you nailed that, you know what I mean? Like, good shit, that's money, man. Like, you know, everyone comes back and goes, yeah, that's great. Like, let's, you know, let's do this. And it's, and you know, that the people around it get sort of swept up in it too. So that's what I was, you know, that was the best feeling I took away from the whole experience.
What have been some of the challenges getting back into the rigors of putting together NWA Power in this sort of new normal? What are some of the challenges that you guys have faced?
Well, the worst, the hardest thing is the COVID protocols. You know, just the sort of, you know, obviously masks have sort of become almost, you know, second nature, but it is, you know, there, it was like, that was probably the hardest thing about the tapings this last time, was that the building, you know, as great as they are and as, you know, good as our relationship is, the one thing they were very, very adamant on was like, we really want everyone to mask up when they're not working. So like, the second that you come back through the curtain, you know, please remember to try to mask up as much as possible. And obviously over the course of a day where you're starting at sort of 10 a.m. and in my case anyway, getting there at like 10 a.m. and not leaving till sort of midnight, you know, there are a few times where you're just going, I'm just going to go find a private room by myself so I can just take this fucking mask off for half an hour, you know, and not be in any trouble. Mm. But, you know, that's just the sort of, it's, you know, that's a first world problem. It's not like, you know, it's not like it's the end of the world. And I guess the other thing too is just trying to keep the energy of the show up with, you know, a couple of dozen people sort of taking on the role of audience who are kind of extras and, you know, ancillary sort of talent or ancillary help. And, you know, I mean, those guys, I mean, they're, you know, the our sort of audience, so to speak, or the people, you know, playing the role of standard audience at GPV this time. I mean, those guys deserve a medal, because they were made up mostly of trainee wrestlers who had come to, you know, to help at the ring or to be on standby or to, you know, to maybe be in a small sort of enhancement match or something. And some of the guys who do the post-show podcast, you know, who we'd sort of invited down to come and be, you know, just basically just come and be around and be available because, you know, as a lot of people will tell you, the wrestling business is built on the back of stooges and help, you know, people who are just there to sort of help out with whatever. Is there a lifeblood of the industry? And in this case, like those guys, I mean, several of the boys went out of their way to go and find them and kind of keep them going, you know, over the course of the day. Like, hey, you guys are like doing such a great job. Thank you guys so much. Like, it's brutal to try to work a 20-minute, 30-minute match, you know, with no noise whatsoever. And it's amazing what a difference just, you know, a couple of dozen people sort of reacting can do. It's just enough to sort of keep you going. And, you know, certainly with the pay-per-view, with like my match with Stevens and stuff like that, that was, you know, I've done some empty building stuff, you know, in COVID. I did some stuff before COVID, empty building, but you know, it's brutal. It's tough. So, you know, that those guys really went above and beyond, but hey, you know, those guys all now in the minds of everybody there and everyone involved with the NWA now have a sort of a special place in our hearts. So it will serve them well, you know, in their future careers.
Nick joins me later on today on this here podcast feed for a special episode of Desert Island Graps Revisited. This is where I'm inviting previous guests on Desert Island Graps to watch one of the three matches they would watch while stranded on a desert island. And you can watch along with us by having the match on in the background whilst me and my guest are talking. And one of the matches that Nick Aldis chose, I thought it makes sense to do. We've got the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion on, so of course we should watch an NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match. So join me later on today as Nick Aldis and I will watch Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat from the Chi Town Rumble. You have it on the network, whatever iteration of the network you now have, you can stick it on in the background and we basically add commentary to it. Shoot the breeze while the match is on. Really great to catch up with Nick Aldis. And that's on the podcast feed a little later on today. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. AEW Dynamite graded and AEW TF moments for the last time. We say goodbye to AEW Dynamite graded and the AEW TF moments later on. Plus, we have our reactions to WrestleMania 37 Night 2 already waiting for you at YouTube.com/Cultaholic. And at Cultaholic.com, our very own Jack asks the question, has the build to WrestleMania become irrelevant? It has been one of the ropiest roads to WrestleMania we've ever known this year, but the event itself turned out to be fantastic. So Jack asks the big question, whether or not it's really that important anymore. Find out what he says at Cultaholic.com right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.